Okay, let's continue learning Maseches Brachos as we are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, Ha'oset tefila so keva, if a person makes his tefila, his davening keva, set, the Martinur explains that he makes it into like a burden. He doesn't really want to do it, but he has to do it. Ein tefila so tachanunim. His tefila will not really achieve the rachamim, will not really get the mercy from Hashem that he's looking for. Tefila shouldn't be a burden that we have. It should be an opportunity that we're grateful to speak to Hashem, the King of the world, the Creator of the world, each and every day. It shouldn't be a burden. But davening, we don't even realize every single day what it means to talk to the Creator of the world. It's such an amazing opportunity. It shouldn't be a burden. It should be an amazing opportunity that we are thankful and appreciative of. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehoshua, Omer Rabbi Yehoshua says, Hamahalich bimkom sakana. If a person is going in a dangerous place, mispalel tefila kitzara. We assume that he's not going to be able to have proper kavana and daven the regular Shmona Esra that he should otherwise daven. Therefore, says the Mishnah, mispalel tefila kitzara. He should daven a shorter version. Omer, what should he say under these circumstances? Hosha Hashem es amchois she'iris Yisrael. Please, Hashem, save your nation, the remainder of the Jewish people. Please, Hashem, save us, save me. Bechol parsha sa'ibur, yihyu tzarchehem lefanecha. And even when we separate from you, when we do averos Hashem, we should still, our needs should still be before you. You should please take care of us, even when we do the wrong thing, even when we make the wrong decisions. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, shomea tefila. The listener of our tefilos. Now it happens to be that the Gemara gives a lot of different, versions of the tefila. This is not really even the one that is used, but this is another example of a situation where you're in a dangerous place and you should daven to Hashem and ask Him to save you. It's interesting, there's a machlokas, a famous argument between the Rambam and the Ramban. Is davening in the Torah or not? Is it a din mid'araisa or is it a din mid'rabbanon? The Rambam holds that always davening. Davening is always mid'araisa. It's always a mitzvah mid'araisa to daven once a day. The Ramban holds the only time that it's a mitzvah mid'araisa is when you're in a situation of tzara, when you're an ace tzara, when you're in a situation of trouble, of difficulty. But according to here, both the Rambam and the Ramban hold that it would be a mitzvah mid'araisa. You're in a situation of trouble, a situation of uncertainty, of danger. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to daven to Hashem, to pour a heart out to Hashem, to turn to Hashem, and to ask Him to help us, and to ask Him to save us. So that's Mishnah. That's Perek Dalet. Mishnah Dalet continues the Perek. Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey. Hayo Rochiv al Hachamor. If a person is riding on a donkey, yered, they realize that the time for davening has come, yered, he should get down from that donkey. Certainly, sitting on the donkey is going to be challenging and difficult to have proper kavana. V'im einu yacholer, but if you're in a situation where you can't get off the donkey to daven, yachzer es panav, you should at least turn your body, turn face, yachzer es panav, face towards Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, and you should daven that way, even if you're still on the donkey. But if it's impossible for a person to turn his face towards Yerushalayim, Yechavin Islibo, Kineged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, that a person should direct his heart, should have Kavana, and think about the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Beis HaMikdash, where he's directing his tefilos towards. This mission is alluding to the fact that generally speaking, when we are in Chutz La'aretz, when we're out of Eretz Yisrael, we are davening facing the direction of Eretz Yisrael. We view that as Mizrach, because where we are in America, North America, we are facing east, because that's Yerushalayim, and Eretz Yisrael is east. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you don't automatically face east, you're facing towards Yerushalayim. And if you're in Yerushalayim, you're facing towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So again, directing our tefilos towards the place where Hashem is accepting them, and where we're even closest to Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, and in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Have an amazing day.